two views now from the campaign trail, from reporters following candidates that polls place at the head of the pack in Iowa. Matea Gold has been covering the Howard Dean campaign since last November. She joins us now by phone from that other Washington, Washington, Iowa. Matea, where has the campaign bus taken the Dean campaign in the past 24 hours?
Well, Dean is doing a last-minute swing through southeastern Iowa here, trying to make a plea to voters, and really buttresses standing among folks who are going to be going to the caucus next week.
No matter what happens, Governor Dean will be remembered in the end as the candidate who used the internet to revolutionize American politics. But Iowa is a different kind of place. It's the kind of place where voters expect their politicians to show up at the local coffee shop or knock on their door and really look them in the eye. How has that played out for Howard Dean there in Iowa?
Well, it is indeed, Michelle, and the governor has really been trying to go to those community centers and go to the churches and shake people's hands. People in Iowa need to be convinced, however, and over the last few days, Governor Dean has seemed quite worn out by the flurry of attacks on him by his opponents. And you can tell he seems a little weary having to field all these attacks.
You know, we've seen how he handles these barrage of attacks from his rivals in public forums, but as a campaign reporter, you're there on the bus. You're with the candidate 24/7. You see the other side, the more private side of the candidate. What are you seeing in those off hours from Howard Dean?
You know, it's interesting. What struck me as soon as I began covering Dean is that he has a remarkable sense of resilience and energy. But for the last few weeks, he's really seemed rather weary. He was really testy yesterday. He snapped at a voter who questioned him for criticizing President Bush. And the debate last night in Des Moines, he seemed on the ropes a bit and quite defensive. I think that he is really ready to move on to the next phase and is really trying to get beyond kind of the daily barrage of attacks he's having to field.
When I was in Iowa, one of the things I heard from the voters is that they really were looking for a candidate who could take the fight directly to George Bush in a one-on-one contest. Are the voters that are showing up for some of these candidates' forums and these events, are they picking up on any of this weariness that you spot, Matea?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, a lot of these folks are seeing him, you know, for the first time really in person. But I think that one case that Governor Dean's really trying to make to people is that he has brought new people into this process, and because of that, he is the strongest candidate to take on Bush. Some of the questions about his candidacy, though, have filtered into voters. I'm starting to hear questions from people in town hall meetings about Governor Dean's outspokenness, and some folks asking him, will you have a weakness going into the general election because you tend to speak your mind so candidly?
1 week to go before the voters head to the caucuses next Monday evening. What's the strategy for the home stretch?
I think really it's getting out there, pressing the flesh and making his case. You know, the caucus system is such a different system than voting in primaries. You really have to have an incredibly broad base of support across the state. It doesn't do you much good if you win in Des Moines, but the northeastern and the southeastern part of the state don't vote for you. You have to have representation in each of the parts of the state. So Governor Dean's going to be heading out on a 5-day bus tour. It's going to take him throughout Iowa, and I think he's going to be trying to touch in person as many people as he can.
Matea, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Matea Gold is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. She's been covering the Howard Dean campaign. She joined us by phone from Washington, Iowa. We turn now to a reporter who's been covering the campaign of Richard Gephardt since last November. That's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. Rick, I understand you're speaking to us from Council Bluffs, Iowa. What's the congressman doing there in Council Bluffs?
Well, it's an effort to try to make a big hit in the western part of the state. That's normally the more Republican area of the state, the more conservative area of the state, but I think he's got a belief that he can pick off some of the more moderate Democrats that may find the Dean campaign a bit too liberal for their taste.
Now, Congressman Gephardt is someone who is said to have a very Midwestern temperament. He's very intense, very serious, somewhat reserved, sort of low-key. Have you seen a different man in recent days?
Very much so, and certainly part of it may be just the tiredness factor as well, that the speeches of November and December tend to lack some of the oomph factor that he was noted for early on. But he's still selling the same message of preaching universal health care subsidies and relying on the important issue in his mind of NAFTA and trade, both how it has hurt workers and farmers in the state. And, of course, he's counting heavily on organized labor.
This really is viewed, though, as his last shot at the White House. Do you sense a certain intensity or desperation or some emotion in the candidate as he's out there on the campaign trail?
Well, you can see a sense of urgency that exists here. And part of it is the fact that, you know, you do have the polls so close at this stage of the game. But I think there's also the dawning realization is that the game, you know, could very well come to an end the night of January 19th, and that a man with a 26-year career in Congress, 13 years as Democratic leader, that it could all go up by the whims of Iowa voters.
And beyond that, what's his strategy for this crucial last week before the caucus?
The strategy really relies on organized labor. At a meeting a couple of weeks ago, there was a closed-door meeting, and in a big PowerPoint presentation, about 250 union organizers gathered together and basically divvied up the state. Each potential union voter was to get a visit by two union members with the belief that a union-to-union visit is the most assured way to get these voters out. And truly, they are part of the old core Democratic constituency. And if it comes down to a race of organization, that kind of reinforcement is something that the union organizers know how to crank out.
Rick Pearson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rick Pearson on the road with the Gephardt campaign in Council Bluffs, Iowa. He writes for the Chicago Tribune. We also heard from Matea Gold. She's covering the Howard Dean campaign for the Los Angeles Times.